Hello, everybody. So this is another mini episode because I obviously haven't gotten my shit together. And yeah, so the podcast is still in the works. Honestly, I'm just now on the brink of finding people who really believe in me to do an interview type episode. On the other hand, I have been having a great deal of feedback coming from my collective readings that I've started doing via my Instagram, which I will include in the description of this little mini episode. I would like to do another recorded collective reading today just because I've had a lot of signs and just signals, flashing lights coming from the universe triggered at me. So I chose this topic simply because I just know that it's a common ground for all of us. We are all here for a greater purpose, to navigate our own path here in the physical. And honestly, we have to figure it the hell out. So all of your tools and options for another outcome are always right there at your fingertips. But some of us are going to like to play hot potato with the guidance that we've known to be true, making it a lot more difficult and our awakening a lot more chaotic. We'll get there. We'll get to that point. Okay. So the voice in your head, which is better known as divine intuition, and if you haven't yet discovered it, don't worry, it will come for you. And that is what I was about to go into just a moment ago. But so basically, it's going to come for you like a sack of bricks to the forehead. You'll know if you choose to tune out the universe and all of its signs and signals, then I can assure you it only gets louder. And please know that I am speaking to you from my genuine experience of this happening to me already. It's not a fun time, you guys. If you don't awaken, then you will be shaken. Okay, so that's basically all I'm gonna say. And it's just a friendly forewarning to what might come for you if you allow it. But, you know, God does give us the access to free will. So if we really don't want to hear it, then eventually they're gonna let a sleeping dog lie there. So in that case, I feel like we have to go through endless cycles of the same experiences over and over. Maybe the same pain, we'll have to rehash it, reopen it, until we get the damn hint. It's not gonna go away. What I am trying to tell you guys is it is very, very important to be aware and conscious of all the things that are surrounding you at all times, whether that be as simple as what time it is. There's so many different ways that the universe can speak to us, but it's all up to us whether we choose to acknowledge it or not. It took me, I'm not gonna lie, I wanna say 24 years. I just turned 25, you guys, and so I've been going through this process for a little over a year, so maybe 23, 24, it hit me like a sack of bricks to the forehead. No lie, no exaggeration, I was shook entirely. But you know what? It was in the same, the most beautiful, and I am so, so grateful for what I experienced in that time, even though it was full of just chaos and confusion and confliction, and just everyone thought I was batshit crazy. Probably still do, but that's okay. At least you'll get a good laugh out of me, right? Anyways, this collective reading, I want it to be all centered around our own journey, owning your journey, and simply just asking yourself all the necessary questions to love yourself and embrace your journey fully so that you have the most beautiful ride that you can possibly have. Who wants to walk through mud if there's a clear path on the other side? No one, right? So that is what I'm hoping for today's collective reading, to give us a little bit more insight into ways that we can better own our own journey and simply just be able to become aware and conscious of all the ways that the universe is truly speaking to you every single day. So before I get into the actual collective reading itself, I do want to kind of give you a few examples that you might be able to resonate with, maybe not, but after hearing them, you might be able to take something away from knowing these things are out there for you to see from the universe, sending you a direct message. So I feel like the most common sign that the universe sends us that we can all kind of admit we know about is the numerology. And like I said before, in the simple time on the clock, that was one of the first things that I clung on to, and it really has stayed with me every step of the way through my journey. It is something that I continuously see, and it also is such an easy way for the universe to communicate with us. So what I'm talking about is seeing 1111, make a wish, right? Those types of numbers, they all have meaning behind them. Every single number has a meaning, you guys, and it all translates into messages that the universe is trying to relay to us on a day-to-day basis. Beyond that, there is the weather, there is nature, butterflies. That's always something that I've commonly seen affiliated with someone's passing. All of these things are connected. We are all connected. So once you start to pick up on these things, you will notice that all the things that you see or you did overlook every single day that was all around you are now coming to you as little divine messages from the universe telling you it's gonna be just fine, and we are being guided every single step that we take. So now that you're not completely and totally lost, I will go ahead and get started with the collective reading. So I'm going to be using two different decks today for this collective reading. One in which is the Divine Energy Oracle, which happens to be the very first deck that I ever got my hands on. And then I'm going to also be using the Fountain Tarot to provide us with any supporting insight from what the Divine Energy Oracle provides for us today. Okie dokie, so I went ahead and shuffled the deck really well, and I had two cards come out for you guys, which both are perfect in my opinion. And the first one is to look forward, simply. And the message behind this particular card says that it is time to accept the past and move on. It serves no purpose to dwell on what has already happened before, other than to learn from your previous experiences. The future is bright and it is beautiful. Waste no time in looking backwards. So I would love to throw in the fact that I've been singing in my head all morning that song by Rihanna that they played in the Disney movie Home, to turn your face towards the sun and let the shadows fall behind you. Yeah, I'm not gonna try to sing for you guys, even though I do love karaoke. Karaoke is my jam. Off topic. Anyways, your divine energy is calling you to release the past and look ahead. You are a magnificent spirit here on Earth who's come to learn and express your unlimited divinity. Looking back in regret doesn't serve your soul's growth in any way, shape, or form. No matter what has unfolded or what will unfold in your life, you are discovering that exactly what you need to learn in your own way and at your own schedule with all of these experiences. All of them. Use this power to create anew. You will succeed beyond your wildest expectations. So the divine invitation is to simply acknowledge your mistakes and what you have learned from them. Be grateful for your past experiences and the growth that has come from them. Laugh at your mistakes. In fact, learn to find the humor in almost everything. Relax and simply move on. No one ever flunks the school of life. you are further along than you realize. Perfect, I know. So, moving on to the second card that fell out. I love this, by the way. I've never seen this card using this deck, and it says, live your soul, not a role. And for me, that resonated immediately. I was able to look at that and be like, yes, that is what I have been preaching for God knows how long on this endeavor of mine in my own journey to all the people that are intentionally surrounding me, bless their hearts. So I love this and I can't wait to see what the message behind it is. It says, be wary of pigeonholing yourself into certain roles, false identities, and being fixed upon behaviors such as a mother, a father, or a boss, or even worse, failure. These roles can leave you limited and unable to connect with and express your true nature. Present struggles with others can be attributed to falling under the spell of some type of role playing and does not allow your true spirit to shine, and it also prevents genuine connection with others to occur. So your divine energy is calling you to connect with others in an authentic and available soul-to-soul way, recognizing the things that you share in common, and avoid false role-to-role interactions that create distance and misunderstanding. Your divine invitation is to allow your divine energy to flow freely. Drop your defenses and pretenses and relax your fears. You are a beautiful and bright soul. Let others enjoy the real you because they are going to love you. And I can be the first one to say that I love you. And I'm so glad you're listening to this very chopped up and just spur of the moment recording of me talking to myself. But we're gonna never mind that because you're listening now. And yeah, that was a goat. I've never tried out these sound effects, so I just figured I would try. That was a hippo's mating call. And everyone is welcome. So I promise I'm done now with the sound effects, even though that was a hyena, by the way. Here we go. I've already gotten the cards that came out of the fountain tarot that I was using secondly, and love both of them. They are awesome, especially one, just because I'm going to throw a little personal info at you. The sun card fell out, and the sun card has been one that represents my grandmother that actually just passed away, but was such a fighter because she had ovarian cancer for many years that she lived way past what doctors had originally told her she could. Go, Nana! Okay, it just made me very excited to see that card. But also the fact that I literally was just talking about turning your face towards the sun. Synchronicities, here they come. So I'm going to go ahead and get into depth of what this card means for you guys. The sun card represents success, abundance, and radiance. So like the sun itself, it gives strength and vitality to all of those that are lucky enough to feel its rays. There is much joy and happiness that is coming to you. Because of your own personal fulfillment, you provide others with inspiration and joy as well. People are drawn to you because they are capable of seeing the warm and beautiful energy in which you bring into their lives. You are also in a position in which you are capable of sharing your qualities as well as your achievements with other people. You radiate love and affection towards those that care most about you and those that you care about most. This card shows you that you have a significant sense of deserved confidence right now. So I feel like it's right there with living our soul. And it's also looking forward because we're looking into the sun. And I just am so happy that this card came through for you guys. I'm going to read this one last thing that the sun card is supposed to signify. It says that It is significant to a deserved confidence that you have right now. Life is currently particularly good, and the sun is shining your way as you reach the goals that you have set. The sun is one of the cards in the tarot in which provides nothing but good feelings and fulfillment all around. So, that's awesome. We already knew we were awesome. Thanks, tarot. Thanks for not, you know, being a Debbie Downer today. And next we have the Knight of Cups. So the Knight of Cups, whenever it appears, it is meaning to tell us that we are thriving on all of the things beautiful and all of the things that are inspired by the many creative outlets that we have available to ourselves. While it is inspired by an imaginative, I need to work on my pronunciation, you guys, bear with me. Anyways, by an imaginative idea, the Knight of Cups is motivated by action. You have dreamed about what it is that you want to create, and now you are moving forward with the dream and making it a reality. It may be an art project or something that you feel called to do, based on your emotions, imagination, and your intuition all backing you. So be open to exploring your passions and your big ideas. You may find yourself drawn to a particular passion or a hobby, and now is the time to turn it into something. Quotes. While you are in no hurry to reach the finish line, keep in mind that true imagination feeds off of action. So if you do nothing with your dreams, then that is exactly where they will remain. Dreams and not reality. So when it comes to making decisions, the Knight of Cups is ruled by his emotions and his heart. When this card arrives in your tarot readings, you are making decisions based on how you feel about a situation rather than what you may think. Even if others can't make sense of what you're doing and why, your intuition is guiding you, and it is always there with everything that you do. And I couldn't have asked for a better card. Both of these represent exactly what I wanted you guys to hear from this reading today. So I really, really hope that all of it resonates with you guys. I hope that at least one of you, if, you know, no one, I know I took away from it. I really have enjoyed all of the cards that were shown today, and I hope that this collective reading was a great one for you guys. So also, I just want to go ahead and add that if you want your own personal reading, so this is a reading that I will do for you, and it will be no collective energy. It will be strictly me tapping into your energy and one-on-one a reading between you and I. Fall free. I mean, come on, freebies, grab it. Do it. Don't be shy. I promise I do not judge. I do not stray. I am obviously weird as all get out. So let's be real. If anyone's going to be judged, it will be me. So please, please, please reach out to me, you guys. If you want to know more, if you really liked what you heard in this collective reading, then please feel free to send me a direct message. And I would love to do a personal reading for each and every one of you. I hope you all have a beautiful day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.